morning.
Good morning.
Let's invite Jesus into our place this morning.
Okay, let's just stand. Let's just.
Welcome into this place.
Yes, Lord, we welcome you, Lord. Papa, my church.
Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands and we lift our hearts as we offer up this praise unto your name.
Yes, yes.
Welcome,
yes, Lord,
into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your people, so we lift our hands and we lift our hearts,
yes,
as we offer up this praise unto your name. Creation declares your glory,
God.
And the universe declares your majesty. Still you choose to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands and we lift our hearts as we offer up this praise unto your name. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands and we lift our hearts.
Yes.
As we offer up this praise unto your name. So we lift our hearts and we lift our hands as we offer up this praise unto your name.
Hallelujah.
Let us praise and worship him in the music. It's the music praise. Let us worship him. He's here in our room right now. Let's give him the praise and the glory. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We worship you. We honor you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Father. Amen. Amen, amen. Yes.
So we offer up this praise unto your name,
Jesus.
As we offer up this praise unto your name. As we offer up this praise unto
thank you, Lord.
Your name. As the music plays, let's relax in His presence.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus. Papa Shakatia. Tatia Rada Dio Romo Sekeya Sakatatia. Sokotatia Dio Romo Sekeya. Sokotatia.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Praise your name, Lord.
Woo! Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah! Mix the communion in with the blood covenant. Not really mix it in, because communion is blood covenant. Mm-hmm. Okay? It talks about the blood covenant. Let me release prayer this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we love you so much.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
As we come into your presence, we know you're always present. But we come into your presence, Lord, with singing and with thanksgiving and with praise, knowing that you are the true and living God, and besides you, there is no other. And Father, I release such an anointing in the spirit, and out of my belly would flow rivers of living water on these students. You told us to study, to show ourselves approved unto you. A workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And praise God, we are studying your word this morning. And Holy Spirit, we ask that you come, you be the teacher this morning. You release this morning what you want your people to have. And release what you want them to know about the covenant that you have made. Not with just Israel, but that you made with us. And Father, we just thank you for this time together, and we just praise you and we just glorify you. All these blessings we ask in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen,
amen, amen, amen, amen. Praise God. We are going to talk, praise God. We're going to speak from what Apostle has been teaching us for a while. And we're going to just kind of stay in those veins this morning. And we're going to just bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Praise God.
Amen.
Okay. First, I want to talk to you about communion. Mm-hmm. When you realize there's such a glare back there on that
clock.
We're going to move that clock around.
You can't see it from there.
Uh-uh, you can't see it. But as we talk about communion this morning, the thing I want to establish that the communion is not a memorial. Uh-huh. It's a powerful spiritual meal. Amen. And one of the concerns that Paul had with the Corinthians, that they were eating the Lord's Supper just like a mere meal, you know, they wouldn't be doing it as a spiritual meal. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we have the tendency to do that too. We just take it up and, you know, because we are told to do that. But Paul was telling the Corinthians that this is the cup of blessing. It will bless you. It's a mighty meal. It's a spiritual meal. You can't eat it like a natural meal. Mm-hmm. And one of the components that we miss when we take the Lord's Supper, we don't take it by faith. No, he's not sitting here with us and we can see him and all that. We have to take this communion meal by what?
Faith.
By faith. Mm-hmm. Lord, I believe this is what happened.
That's right.
And once we take it by faith in expectation, amen. And you may say, well, why we don't get really nothing from it? You know, people say it's only a memorial because they don't get anything from it when they take it. They just got the thing in their mouth and the drinking the juice, the wine. They don't get anything. But you don't get anything because you're not expecting anything.
When you take this meal in expectation that it's more than just a memory, just trying to commemorate what the Lord had done, but take this, that this is a meal that he has given us, a spiritual meal, to help us in our walk on earth. Now, when Jesus took this meal with his disciples, he hadn't gone to the cross then. One of the things that his disciple asked him was, where will we eat the Passover? They thought they were going to eat the Passover like they've eaten it all the time. Mm-hmm. Jesus took part in the Feast of the Passover. Mm-hmm. He did it. Mm-hmm. And they had it in different places. Jesus said, no, this time, boys, I got a prepared place for it. Mm-hmm. And they went, where? And he just told them, step by step, you're going to meet a man, and you're going to say this to him, and he's going to show you the upper room where I have prepared. Jesus prepared this place. It wasn't like all the other Passovers that they had eaten together. Mm-hmm. This Passover was different. What made it different? What made it different?
It was going to be fulfilled as far as he was going to go to the cross.
That's good. This was the Last Supper. That's good, Mary. You're on the right track. But the reason this was going to be different because he was going to reveal himself. Mm-hmm. He's going to say, this is my cup. Mm-hmm. He hadn't done that before. He just sat there and ate the meal just like, you know, they had eaten it in pastime. Mm-hmm. He hadn't revealed himself. He reveals himself through this meal. He's still revealing himself through this meal. Yes. But if we don't expect a revelation of him, if we don't expect to see something, if we just eat it like the Corinthians, a mere meal. Hmm. They were eating this as an appetizer after they had eaten all their meal. And this meal didn't mean much to them because the meal, they brought their real supper there. They ate. He said, y'all eating from the Lord's table. Now, come on. Don't you have houses to eat in? If you want to just eat a big meal and stuff like this. And they were using this as an appetizer. Mm-hmm. You know, just something we just do. But we want Jesus revealed every time we eat this meal. Mm-hmm. And every time he's revealed, you're going to see something else he's doing in your life. Something else he's moving in your life. Now I want you to listen very closely to me. I'm watching my clock. Shouldn't do that. But in this upper room, this was a prepared place. He wasn't just preparing it for the communion. Mm-hmm. It was going to be another great event taken there. Now when he did the Lord's Supper there, them boys didn't have an idea of what was going on. They just did what they were told to do. They were trying to find out who was going to be the greatest in the kingdom and all these good things. But they didn't quite understand the meal. But it's another great event took place in that upper room. Can anybody tell me what event that was? I'm just going to tell you because I'm kicking for time here. The Holy Spirit. They received the Holy Spirit. They met back up again in that upper room. That was mm-hmm. prepared, not just for communion, mm-hmm. but for the Holy Spirit to come too.
Wow.
They met there again. They had another experience there. And the experience that they had there that time, they understood the meal. Mm-hmm. When that Holy Spirit came mm-hmm. in that upper room, mm-hmm. where Jesus had released so much there. Mm-hmm. So that room was prepared. I mean, wall to wall. I mean, that was the perfect place for the Holy Spirit to land. Mm-hmm. And it did. Once again, they met up in the upper room and they received the Holy Spirit. And they understood this meal. They said, that's what he was just trying to tell us. You know, we mm-hmm. understand it mm-hmm. now. And they understood the power in that meal. Mm-hmm. And it said they took this meal every day. And said many was added to the church. Mm-hmm. They understood the power in this meal. Mm-hmm. When the Holy Ghost came in that upper room again. So he wasn't just preparing that upper room for communion. Mm-hmm. He was preparing, Jesus was prepared that place for the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. to come.
Yeah.
That place was already saturated. Jesus had released so much in that room.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. And when they met, pray, oh, Jesus. Okay. I'm kicking for time here. And when they met, the Holy Spirit was just, I mean, they were like, oh, God, you know. The Holy Spirit met with all his entourage, the fire, the wind. Mm-hmm. One pastor said, if we really receive the Holy Ghost with tongues and stuff like that, why, where's the fire? Where's the wind? It's in the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. He don't need, that was his entourage coming. Him and his entourage coming from heaven. Mm-hmm. So he had to have the fire and the wind. The fire and the wind is still here with the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And he still uses the fire and the wind at his will.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yep.
Praise God. And there is a wind of changes blowing upon the church.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, yeah, yeah, amen. Yeah. Amen. There is a wind of change to blow upon the church. That's to right. Change. To bring them into the realm of living that God wants them to. Praise God. We know when Jesus died, he died a political death. They accused him of high treason. They accused him of many different things politically that he didn't do. They said, didn't you say you the king of the Jews? He said, you say I am. And they was asking him about his kingdom, and he said, my kingdom is not of this world. If it was, I would call 10,000 angels and wipe you guys out. So he died of political. The kingdom of God, if we think more of government, and I know y'all hate to think government, when we look at the governments today, you're like, huh? Kingdom of God, government? The kingdom of God, I don't have time to go to my scripture, because I'm out of time. But the kingdom of God is about a government. Now, in Isaiah, it says, unto us a child is born, a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders.
Right.
And unto his rule, there shall be no end.
Uh-huh.
But you know, the people say, preachers now will tell you, that ain't happened. That haven't happened yet. But the government was on his shoulders when he brought in the cross. That's where it was, on his shoulder,
mm-hmm.
on the cross. And people don't get that. That's when government came in.
Mm-hmm.
For him to give me, to save me from my sin and not give me dominion
mm-hmm.
over the enemy. But government was upon the cross. That's what it meant when it said, was when Isaiah said, you know, one thing I like about Isaiah. Isaiah said, unto us, just like the thing happened, just like he was going to see it, he was going to be involved in it. But Paul said, the 11th chapter of Hebrews, none of them was involved in really seeing the Christ. They weren't involved in that. But they embraced it like it was true.
Yes.
They said, so Isaiah said, unto us, a child is born.
Mm-hmm.
A son is given. And the government is going to be where?
On his shoulders.
Upon his shoulders. Coming through the cross. He was bringing back government. And I heard one of the biggest national preachers say, that hadn't happened yet. You know, they're mixing it up with, see, he was talking about two or three different things that was happening there in that chapter. Isaiah was saying, and he's saying, until Jesus ruled, it's going to be no end. He was going to sit on the throne of David and have no end to it. Now, that part hadn't happened. But the government came
mm-hmm.
by way of the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And don't y'all forget that. When he said, when Isaiah said, and the government shall be upon his shoulders,
mm-hmm.
it means that when he put that cross upon his shoulder, he would bring it in government. Praise God, so that we could reign and rule over our enemy.
That's right.
Because if he had just saved me from my sin and I could not, and sin would have dominion over me, it wouldn't have been nothing much. But sin, Paul says, sin shall not have dominion over me.
That's right.
Paul recognized that we were in a government. He said, I'm an ambassador. And when Jesus set up 12, 12 is the number of government. Jesus had government on his mind. When he made you priest and king, a king is in government whether you want to be in government or not. But our eyes are so much on the natural government until we like, hey, I don't want to have nothing to do with government. And we always say, what faith are you? What religion are you? We're so much focused that way. But God brought government on his shoulders. When he brought the cross and he was bringing in government.
Yeah.
Praise God. And his government wasn't of this world.
Nope.
So we're in a kingdom that cannot be shaken. You know, and so we must not forget that. When they said that hadn't happened, yes, the government part has happened. And then when he said it was going to be no end to it, we're ruling. His spiritual body is ruling and reigning. Mm-hmm. One day he's going to come himself and rule and reign. But it's no end to it because we are ruling and reigning now. We are his spiritual body. Mm-hmm. What kind of body are we?
Spiritual.
We are his spiritual body. And mm-hmm. we are to rule and reign. And then he's going to take it up.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting it. It's going to be no end.
Mm-hmm.
We doing it, then he's going to, there's no end to it. Praise mm-hmm. God.
Amen.
You know, when we talk about communion, the last time in the Old Testament we talked about, I always like to go back to the Old Testament and get people that took communion there because it pointed toward the New Testament communion. Mm-hmm. And we talked about David in the 23rd Psalms. Many people didn't realize what David was doing in the presence of his enemy.
Mm-hmm.
He said the Lord prepared the table before him. And many times Paul talked about the Lord's table.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord's table. Now David had one of the amazing understanding of communion. The reason people said he had to be talking about some other cup or something, you know, it wasn't communion, because that was way before his time, the way he was dealing with it. But David got a snapshot of Jesus on the cross. He got a snapshot of God wasn't going to leave him in hell. He was going to break. He was way before his time, and he embraced it, and he operated in those realms. And God allowed him to operate in those realms because he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
He took it as truth.
Mm-hmm.
So, when he said, the Lord prepared the table before me in the presence of my enemy, he wasn't sitting there eating just a natural meal. He had the bread and the wine there, and he was communing with the Lord. And it got so intense until he said, my cup is running over. And intense fellowship with him.
Yep.
It was when he anointed his head with oil. He said, oh, my cup is running over. Now we have an intense fellowship here. What we don't do when we take communion, we don't take the time to have that intense fellowship. Now, David was so in need of it because, now I know when people saying, you know, he anointed his head with oil, you know, that's what they did. The shepherd did that with the sheep to keep the bugs and things off of it. I mean, you know, it's okay if you want to teach that in the natural. But see, David had been anointed before. Samuel had anointed him with oil. Before he killed Goliath, he was anointed with oil.
Mm-hmm.
He had giant killing anointing. He was anointed to do what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was sitting there in the presence of his enemy, and he felt the Lord had anointed him. He knew what the anointing felt like because he had been anointed before. He said, this time it's not Samuel anointing me. But he said, the Lord anointed my head with oil in the presence of my enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, can the Lord do that for me? Yeah, he did it for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, He said, the Spirit of the Lord has anointed me. He anointed me. Praise God. Anoint us, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We are anointed. I'm anointed to teach this lesson this morning. Mm-hmm. If you don't confess it,
you are anointed.
You ain't anointed. You got to confess it. You got to say who you are.
That's right.
Praise God. Jesus said, the Holy Spirit anointed my head. Mm-hmm. David said, the Lord anointed my head with oil. Mm-hmm. When he anointed me there, I know I had giant killing anointing. Now that felt like the same anointing that was poured on my head when Samuel. He said, but this is a little different. Samuel not here, but the Lord is here. Mm-hmm. And I'm having communion with him, and he's anointing my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Mm-hmm. In the 116th chapter, David defined the cup. But the people are real still trying to find out, what is that cup? What David? You know, I told you last time, David said, this is the cup of salvation. He said, I'm going to drink from this cup of salvation, because he was in his enemies. They was a man of war, so he always had enemies. He said, Lord, teach my fingers to do war. And, you know, and we do too have an enemy. Mm-hmm. Praise God. And so, David said, I drink from this cup of salvation. He was having communion with the Lord. And he said, I'm going to pray. He said, but I'm going to drink from this cup of salvation because I know what's in this cup. There's deliverance. There's victory in this cup. There's giant killing anointing in this cup. There's a covenant in this cup. Mm-hmm. David knew about, he said, there's a blood covenant in this cup. Amen. And the people in the Old Testament, they knew about covenant. Because that's how they lived their lives. I mean, naturally, they lived their lives on blood covenant.
Yeah.
If there was a family weak and one was strong in one area, they'll make covenant with each other. A blood covenant. So they were very familiar with the blood covenant. Now, we're not that familiar with the blood covenant. We don't cut blood covenant with each other. You know, that's not our cultural. Thank God. I had to cut blood. But however, they were very familiar with the blood covenants that were made. Y'all, I'm so out of time. I'm way out of time. You know what we're going to do? I think y'all have got enough. Did y'all get anything this morning?
Oh, yeah.
Now, I told y'all had a chance to say something. But y'all know me. I'm trying to release so much on you. I'm going to stop releasing right now, and we're going to enter into, because it's nine, it's a little bit after nine, and I'm on. Okay. This is the cup of blessing, whatever you need this morning. Before we proceed and take on that, I want you to talk to the Lord about it. Mm-hmm. And this here is for your physical body. This bread here is for your physical body. The communion take care of spirit, soul, and body.
Amen.
Take care of everything.
Everything.
Hapa shakaya. And so this, just take a few minutes and bow your head before the Lord and just think on what you need. Hapa papa shakaya. And Father, as we partake of this meal with you, Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you have provided this. You prepared this table before us this morning. You provide the elements to take this morning. You said, take, eat, this is my bread. This is my body that was broken for, not for him, but for you. Lord, you did this for you, for us. And if anything we need this morning, with the bread, healing, we eat it this morning. We take it and we eat it.
Thank you.
In faith.
Thank you.
And Lord Jesus, we take this cup. This is the new covenant that you made with us. Many promises. One of the biggest promises that you made with us is that we can have fellowship with you.
Amen.
Praise God. And Father, we thank you for that. Thank you, Lord. And we give you praise as we drink from this cup.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, that you anointed us with oil.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Fresh oil. Mm-hmm. David always wanted that oil.
Fresh oil.
He knew what that oil was all about. It's about the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Oil is about the Holy Spirit. Feel free to anoint yourself. That's about the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Oil is about the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And David was always, Lord, give me some fresh oil. Anoint me again. I mean, I'm up against another battle. Come on, give me some fresh oil. Hallelujah. He had such a revelation of such a revelation. And Father, I pray here this morning that we will come, that you'll raise up a people that will come in such a revelation of this meal,
yes,
of their covenant. This meal, Lord, it take entail all of the covenant, even for our body. Praise God. And Lord, we surrender ourselves unto you, and we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, Hashakatatia, we pray. Okay, Apostle, hit the